Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The CFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the College Football Experience. Get ready for the college football season by checking out all 131 college football team previews. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/CFB. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/CFB.
Welcome to a longer, wider field.
There's Chad Johnson. He's got it. And Ocho Cinco has touched down in Canada.
Welcome to the Waggle.
I think Nick Dembski just got tipped. Right, thank you, man. He just got a tip from a fan. That's incentive to go back in the end zone, isn't it?
Welcome to the Rouge.
Down the sideline goes Ellingson. He's going to score a touchdown. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Welcome to Three Down Football. Welcome to the CFL Gambling Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and CFL Jim.
It is the, wow, hello, hi, we have reached the puberty portion of the CFL Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. He's CFL Jim, I am Rod Villagomez, and yeah, definitely I need to learn how to speak the English language. I got a sponsor for that language app here later on to get that to you, but welcome to the episode. Jim, are you ready to talk some DFS, my friend?
First of all, would you like a lozenge, sir? Like I'm hearing it in your voice, it's the degeneracy coming through. Because I don't know about you, but when I get full on degenerate, my throat gets choked up as well.
I've been breathing in the air of degeneracy, man. That's the way it is. Nice Coors Light, just that'll wash it down. I think we'll be good after that.
I've been going through darts left and right, so my throat is also nice and scratchy for the wonderful, beautiful listener.
We love you so much, and we love you for listening. This has been such a blast so far. I was just talking to Jim just before the show started. We're already on episode 22. I can't even believe it. It just feels like yesterday we were kicking this thing and launching it. Now, 22 episodes in, man.
I also can't tell you how excited I am because as I wasn't on the show last week, I took the week off of fantasy as well. Let my DraftKings account, it was zeroed out at the time. So I was like, I'm going to take it off, take a break, get back in. I'm ready. I'm so ready. I'm so ready to get back into it.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you have not already, go back, listen to the betting episode. We kind of dive into every single game and all of the storylines. But as we prepare for this DFS, if it's the only episode that you listen to every week, let's get you kind of set up for what's going on. Thursday Night Football kicks off with Calgary versus Winnipeg. Winnipeg coming off the bye. Calgary, we'll talk about that in a second. There's a lot to talk about there. Hamilton taking on Toronto on Friday night in the early game. The later game sees Saskatchewan taking on the BC Lions. Once again, vicious storylines. And then, of course, it wraps up on Saturday with Ottawa taking on Edmonton in the second of a home-and-home there on Saturday. But, Jim, as we do every week, we break down positions for you. We give you a quarterback, we give you a running back, a wide receiver, a flex, and a DST. And we usually start with the quarterback position. But I got to tell you, Jim, as we're looking at this week, the quarterback position on just about every single damn team, other than maybe one or two, is completely thrown out the window.
There's about two. Like, I'm pretty confident Cornelius to start for the Elks, and obviously Zach Collaros is there for the Bombers. The rest, there's no 100%. There's like, oh, I'm like 75% sure that Cody Fajardo is getting the start. Or I'm like 80% sure. I'm like 99% sure it's McLeod Bethel-Thompson for Toronto. He's the other one. But like Caleb Evans or Nick Arbuckle? Are we going to see Dane Evans back? Or are they going to ride with Schiltz? Is Bo Levi Mitchell not going to start this week? There's a lot up in the air.
We do know that BC is definitely not going to have Nathan Rourke, so that is already off the table right off the jump. The highest-priced quarterback on the slate, $13,700, was his salary this week if he was to play, which would have dwarfed any other salary. So now, Jim, the next highest is only at $10,300. This opens up a world of possibilities, and we'll get into that as we get on, but let's go ahead and begin.
I'm not touching that next highest one, just to let everyone know. That's Cody Fajardo. I'm staying far away from my boy.
I was going to ask you if that was going to be the case, but let's go ahead and get into the quarterback that you're suggesting for this week.
I'm going with my other boy. I am going against four, Taylor Cornelius. He's got that dog in him. He's looked pretty good. Ottawa's defensive backfield is nothing to write home about. Yes, that defensive line in front is dangerous, but we've seen if Taylor Cornelius can get into a rhythm, he can like just pound the ball down the field. He's so good at just tempo and getting that rhythm going and just getting those intermediate to short passes going. And he's got like, I'm always surprised every time I see he's got legs. He can run.
And that's
and he's,
what's
he's
gotten
cheap
him there.
As hell.
Yeah, I was going to say that's what's gotten him there. The legs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and he's what? He's $8,600.
$8,600. And look, he's come off of two 20-point plus games. And the way quarterback's been going lately, Jim, 20 points is a good quarterback total.
It's very good, and I think it's especially good. Like, I would maybe take a chance. Schiltz, I would maybe take a chance on Schiltz, but I just don't trust it. I'm probably going to have a Schiltz lineup. I'm just going to say that right off the bat. Also, I think fantasy-wise, as a usually an all-right floor, McLeod Bethel-Thompson is not bad. Usually he has a fairly, like, usually he'll get you at least 15 consistently, and he has the upside with what we've continually said the entire season, how good this offense should be. But I just like the most bang for your buck, I think, could be Cornelius. In a game that I expect to maybe be a little bit more offense. Because they're going to be I assume Ottawa's going to be more competitive offensively. So that means, in turn, Edmonton's going to have to do more.
Well, I hope that Ottawa is a little more competitive offensively, because I'm taking Nick Arbuckle. I'm taking a gigantic risk on Nick Arbuckle.
That's a big... I thought about it, and I probably will, but man, that is really laying it all out there.
This is quite the tournament play if ever there was one. At $6,700, Arbuckle is the cheapest starting quarterback out there. And again, he's probably going to get the start. They have to. In fact, news is reporting basically that he is going to get the start. And
he's got it, right?
They have to. They have to do something. There's no starting Caleb Evans again and expecting something to be different. So Arbuckle's going to take this team. He does have weapons around him. Like, that's the frustrating part. He's got Jalen Acklin. He doesn't have William Powell, unfortunately. William Powell will be out with an injury again. So that you know, kind of hampers his ability. But, you know, he's got Ryan Davis. He's got all these great receivers around him. And just, I don't know what it was about Caleb Evans not being able to use him. You know, Devontae Dedmon is who I was talking about. Devontae Dedmon is now returning to the team after a quick, brief stop in CFL camp. Dedmon, one of the most lethal return men on this team and in the league, to be honest with you, and not a bad receiver to boot. So he's got another weapon there, Shaq Johnson, all these guys that he could be throwing the ball to. So I like Arbuckle's ability. And you look at some of what he did when he was starting with Edmonton last year. He had a game where he completed 22 of 33 for 309 yards, two touchdowns. Not a bad fantasy day there. 22 of 32 for 310 and a touchdown again. So, I mean, he's done well. And of course, he was the backup to Bo Levi Mitchell, and so he didn't necessarily see a whole hell of a lot of action. But he had a game in which he threw four touchdowns against Montreal in 2019, 31 of 36 for 370 and four touchdowns. Arbuckle can get it done. It's just a matter of he's got to put it together.
I think with how cheap he is and the floor that I feel like he can have, like he doesn't wow you as a lot of these quarterbacks, but he's consistent. He's consistently he's decent. And I think the floor that you get for the price you're getting is nice. And he allows you to kind of experiment with your lineup in other spots.
Exactly. And look, if he gives me 250 and two, right? Even if it's 250, two and two, I'll take 250 yards, two touchdowns, even if I have to suck up two interceptions. Because with the volatility at the position right now, and we don't know who's doing what, I'm fairly confident that Arbuckle's going to start. And I'll take that out of him versus what I may get out of O'Connor versus what I may get out of Mason Fine. Just give me that. At least I'll know what I'll get.
I like it. I like the move.
Beautiful. And
I like Stagg because, just like I said, I expect this game to be more competitive. I expect Ottawa's offense to be a little bit better. I wouldn't mind dabbling with a couple of their players.
I will definitely dabble with a couple of their players, as you'll find out later on, too. All right, let's get to the running back position. Jim, who are you looking at for running back?
So I've been looking up a little bit. It looks like Carey actually might be starting. So I'm gonna dip back into these waters. I see a starting Calgary running back. I'm gonna take a starting Calgary running back. No matter whether they win or lose, their running backs have been good. Yeah, he's 9,900. He's pricey, but it's for a reason. I'm gonna take it. Yes, he's coming back from injury. He's been recovered. I believe that he's recovered.
Yeah, if he's good to go, he's good to go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all there is to it. And you saw Dedrick Mills come in and wreck shop in his absence. 14.5 fantasy points against the Argos, and then 18.2 against the Ottawa Red Blacks. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. Calgary running backs, they're it.
It was between him and Morrow for me. Singing it from the rooftops, I'm not going to trust a running game from a terrible offensive line like Saskatchewan. Maybe there's value in James Butler at 11,000 because with the new quarterback, they're going to be running way more. But I'm going back to the staples of Calgary running back. Give it to me.
I love it. All right, I'm going to take a running back also coming back to the field, but he's coming off of a bye, and that's Brady Oliveira. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
I like that move too.
Right? The Winnipeg. And look, Brady Oliveira is only $7,000. Excuse me? You look back at what he's done over the last 3 weeks, especially 18.8 against Montreal, 19.7 against Montreal, 17.6 against Calgary. The last 3 weeks that he played spoke for itself. And I mean, look, there's no slowing down this Winnipeg team for real. Yeah, they lost.
Yeah, ever since that second Calgary game, he's been a way bigger part of this offense out of just seemingly nowhere, where he had a really slow start to the season. Now he's just banging.
And that's it, too. But this, you saw it with Andrew Harris when he was on the Bombers. He was that team's offense. And so for them to not have a running back of that caliber, it was on Oliveira to step up and be that guy. And thankfully, over the last few weeks, he has. Now he's got a week of rest, so he can come out swinging again. And, I mean, he's a full, 4,000 cheaper than Butler. He's almost a little over 3,000 cheaper than Morrow. So for what you're going to get out of Oliveira, especially against the Stampeders, where he took the Stamps to task, he had 110 yards on 15 carries, two receptions for 16 yards. Against the Stamps the last time they met for 17.6 points. I can see that happening again, especially if the Stamps roll out Jake Mayer and that offense is not clicking and the Winnipeg offense is on the field more, especially up late in the game, hand the ball off to Oliveira more.
I like that move. I just think he's become a big part of this offense in the latter half of the season, especially these last few weeks. And I think he's getting involved in the passing game. He's going to get a lot of touches. And this could be sort of a grinded out game between Calgary and Winnipeg, who's the last time we saw both these teams on the field, Calgary's offense looked a mess, and Winnipeg's offense looked a mess too. Like, they they weren't looking crisp. So maybe we can see there is a world where you can see like a grinded out game where both running backs get heavily used.
Well, I like that because that means both of our DFS picks would be enjoying great games.
Hell yeah.
All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to break down a wide receiver, a flex, and a DST to help fill out your DFS lineups. But before we do, let me ask you something. You thinking of joining WinBet? Yeah, you are. Come here. Let me ask you. You going to join WinBet? Yeah, you'll join WinBet. It's a perfect time. Customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. And if you're betting baseball, you got to check out WinBet. The reduced juice in baseball games makes them the best place to play MLB and bet MLB+. Plus, the WinBet Casino always opens 24 hours a day. Never closes. You get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. And also, Win just released their first QB with 5 TD prop bets. Are you kidding me? So much to choose from. All you got to do, head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WINNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. When I'm doing my CFL research a couple months ago, I would have tabs open on this computer, on the next screen, on my laptop, on my phone. I would grab the neighbor's iPad and start opening up tabs there. They'd wonder what the hell I was doing. They'd shoo me away, and then they'd call the cops. I don't have to worry about that anymore. You know why? Because I can all my research, everything I need to do for this show on one tab now. I don't got to go grabbing anybody else's computers to try to get it done. OddsTrader.com is the place I go now for all of my research, for all of my bets, for all of our shows. They got handicapping, they got play-by-play updates, live scores. You can even track your bets across all the different books as you're shopping for your odds. You get statistics, you get head-to-head matchups, all the research that you need to be a sharp bettor and not even need us anymore. But hopefully you'll still come listen to us because we love you and we'd miss you if you didn't. So go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. OddsTrader, it's the number one site for all of your game day bets. You run your office pool? You listen to this show? Yeah, you do. Well, stop going to your Excel sheet. Stop trying to answer all kinds of questions from everybody every day, all day. Find everything you need to run your pool in one place. It's called Run Your Pool. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together. You can compete, connect, and make every game matter all that much more. Run Your Pool offers every game type under the sun, from Pick'em, Survivor, to Fantasy Pools. It's a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that you don't get anywhere else. Plus, we've teamed up with Run Your Pool to host a pool for our official SGPN NFL Survivor Contest. Hop in there now to reserve your spot. You get a $500 cash prize or... And a $250 gift certificate to the SGPN store if you win. Sign up today over at play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. Let's tell you about Sleeper. It's the fastest growing fantasy platform today. It's got millions of players. I know you already use it for your fantasy league. I use it for mine. Jim uses it for his. SGPN uses it for all of ours as well. But now... you can win on Sleeper by playing their new over-under game first in any sport. Choose two or more players that you like, and then you pick the over and the under. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money that you put in. And with the NFL season right around the corner, Sleeper's the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. And the main reason why I'm excited about the over-under on Sleeper, it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contest and we can all play together. It's got a built-in group chat where we can see and copy our friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. So stop whatever you're doing right now. Download the Sleeper app, play their new over-under game, have fun with your friends, make some money over there on your mobile phone. Joining our listener group at Sleeper, sleeper.com/SGP. Sleeper's going to automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP. You'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. All right. As we continue on now with our DFS builds, we turn to one of the deeper positions in the entire Canadian Football League. It is the wide receiver position. And Jim, which wide receiver are you targeting this week?
I'm not going to take one that I'm pretty sure you are, but I am going to go back to the well. He's more expensive than what I've been telling him the entire season. It's Dalton Schoen. the touchdown magnet himself. Winnipeg steps up. Yes, this could. There is a scenario where this could turn into like a rock fight, sort of like pounded out game, but I just see the running backs getting involved in the passing game, and that means it's going to be high-flying, highfalutin, and Dalton Schoen is the end zone target for Zach Collaros. He gets so many potential touchdown passes thrown his way. Give it to me.
You know, it's funny, though, because Drew Walutarski was the darling a couple of seasons ago for Winnipeg, and it was always Drew. Anytime that Collaros needed to get out of a mess, Drew Walutarski was there, just seemingly always there. All of a sudden, one number up, 83, Dalton Schoen comes in. The rookie just starts taking all of Walutarski's thunder and has done nothing short of average 16.2 fantasy points per game and gotten into the end zone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times over his last 4 games. So, yes, Dalton Schoen is 100% on pace to, like, get a touchdown in everybody's game. So it's just a matter of, can he keep it going? And I think you and I, Jim, both agree that the answer is yes.
Well, especially with Ellingson out, like, he's just going to be back to his bigger target share. Like, it's just, he's massive. I love him.
And he doesn't even need many catches to get it done either.
No, he doesn't. Like, he's the end zone target for this team. You remember when he was like 6,000 for weeks?
Yeah, I do. You know what he started out as? That. You know what he started out as?
What was
$4,300, Jim.
God, I missed that.
You're not getting that anymore. Not even close.
Doubled his price over the course of the season so far.
Doubled his price. But yeah, double-digit fantasy points over the last 4 weeks for sure, including that 2-touchdown game against Calgary in Week 8. Dalton Schoen is here, man. And Zach Collaros is able to make him look really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else that's looking really, really good this season, maybe not necessarily over the last couple of weeks. It's been sort of a step down, but I'm taking Jalen Acklin. This is my Ottawa red-black stack with Arbuckle. And you look at Acklin at the beginning of the season, was pretty much setting it on fire. Week 1, he had 23 points against Winnipeg, followed that up with a 14-point game against Winnipeg. Had a rough couple of weeks against BC and Saskatchewan, but I mean, the whole team did. Bounced back against Hamilton with 26 points, his old team. Hit Montreal for 21 points. Tore up Toronto for 30 points. But then he's quieted down over the last couple of weeks against Calgary and Edmonton. But I feel like if we're going to jumpstart this offense, if something's going to happen and they bring Nick Arbuckle in, then it's got to be Jalen Acklin that gets this ball moving, because he's been the spark plug in this offense all season long, and he's done it with Caleb Ebbins. If he can do it with Nick Arbuckle, then I think good things are in store for him. They have to do something, right? And they got to chuck the ball deep. Ebbins wasn't doing that with any consistency. I think Arbuckle does. I think we get Acklin into the end zone at least once today. Or this week.
I like bumping up the Red Blacks receivers because I do feel like Arbuckle's more of a passing threat, as Evans was more of the just, he would immediately try to run as soon as anything came his way. I like Arbuckle as a passer a little bit better. Bump up the receivers for the Red Blacks. Bump up, bet on the names. Gosh dang it, I'm not looking at the receivers right now. Bump up Acklin. Bump up, I like Adams too. I like Darwin Adams.
I love Darvin Adams. I'm so disappointed, though, that he hasn't gotten exactly what he deserves. And, in fact, he was visibly frustrated, too, the other day, because he's a much better receiver than Ottawa's been able to give him credit for.
I think literally everybody, even the Elks and even the fans, everybody was very frustrated with that game.
I mean, look.
Man. I think that was the worst game of the season. Yeah. I think pretty easily.
Well, our nation has become a very cynical bunch. We have definitely taken our lumps over the last few seasons, but that one hurt because we did nothing in the second half, and it showed. So hopefully Arbuckle can connect with Acklin, and they can maybe get a little bit of magic going and by all means kind of put some life back into this Ottawa Red Blacks offense and this team. So Jalen Acklin it is for me. I like it. 9,900, again, it's a pricey investment, but it's Jalen Acklin. If he balls out, you're going to be happy, and then the rest is history.
Love it.
So, all right, Jim, what's your flex play of the week?
Man, I I'm going to just say, I will have Cam Phillips in my lineup like I consistently do. He's not becoming the bank saver that he was at this, like, earlier on in the season. He's up to 4,600, so he's getting a little bit pricier, but he's becoming a bigger factor in this offense. And he seemingly, he gets a lot of long passes. He's just, his hands are like glue. So I like him, but my main guy, my flex, it's Tim White for this Hamilton team that I think offensively is still going to be powerful. I think he's moving up on the target list, and I just think Hamilton, especially in a game that I feel could turn into a shootout against Toronto, that Hamilton's offense has been looking so much better in the like last 2 weeks. I want to get a piece of it. I want to get Tim White. I'm hesitant to say I still want to get a part of this BC team, but Tim White's like my guy.
You know, as I was doing my build, I basically just shut out all of BC. I was like, okay, nope, no part of BC.
They're just still so expensive.
Yeah, and for what you're not going to get out of that. I mean, that's all with Nathan Rourke. I don't know if Michael O'Connor is going to be the guy that's going to be able to get this ball to everybody like the way
it's
Nathan
Rourke
did.
A lot of unknown.
Yeah. I don't want any piece of that volatility. So.
I'll have one lineup that has some Lions in there, but I'm taking a shot.
Yeah. Well, and so I back your play on this Tim White, though. I mean, last week, notwithstanding, where he put up 42 points against Montreal, 11 receptions.
It was wild.
It was a blast. 145 yards, 2 touchdowns. Like, he just blew up against the Owls. But you look back at what he did against Toronto the last time, 18.2 points in Week 10. A very quiet Week 9, but again, we've talked about the last 2 weeks of him ramping up. But even before that, he's averaging about 15 yards a game now in fantasy point-wise with a couple of 30-point games in there. So, yeah, Tim White is in my lineup too, by the way. So I love that play. I definitely back your play on that one. So
look at us.
I know, man. It's like we've done enough shows together where we know where our head's at. So, all right. My next guy is Darrell Walker of the Edmonton Elks. It's not a sexy play. It's not a flashy play. And the veteran has definitely seen more bad days than he has good lately, especially on this Elks team. But, I mean, Jim, you nailed it too. Cornelius does have the ability to make this team look a little better. And last week, you know, he got in the end zone on 3 catches and 36 yards. He's going to definitely be probably more touchdown dependent again this week than he was to start his career, even if you say. But he's had good games along the way against BC. He had 7 for 91 for a 16-point game, 4 for 71 against the Owls. That was double digits. It was low double digits, but it was double digits. And then against BC in week 1, 6 catches, 64 yards. So, look, Darrell Walker, when he came on the scene a couple of years ago, like 4 or 5 now years ago, one of the most highly talented and just highly touted receivers in the league. Unfortunately, we're not seeing that same Darrell Walker, but I have a feeling that it's a matter of time before he figures it out again, and Cornelius can build enough of a relationship with him that we see Darrell Walker become a major player in this. Because look, as much as Kenny Lawler's great, he can't do it all. Got to have somebody else to back him up. So Darrell Walker, I think, gets a good nod this week, especially at $6,800.
Give it to me. Love it. Love that move.
So, yeah, I mean, again, it's a matter of being able to get what you can out of $6,800, because anybody else farther down the list is way more of a crapshoot that I'm even comfortable with. Markeith Ambles, I don't want to take a chance on Markeith Ambles and his inconsistency. Rashid Bailey, again, talented guy, put a couple of good games up, but nothing that I want to take a chance on either. So it just gets dicey down here.
Yeah, you start taking shots and you're really hoping for you're living on a wing and a prayer.
Yeah. I mean, I wish Philpott was still in, because Jalen Philpott, rather, not the Stampeders Philpott, not the other Philpott. That guy, he's explosive all over the place. So, well, both of them are, but yeah. All right. So now let's move on to DST. Jim, who are you looking at for DST?
You're going to hate me, but I like the Elks. Whether or not, like, Ottawa has Arbuckle back there, that offensive line is still a little suspect. The Elks are extremely cheap. They let you be able to build your lineup out. And you saw that they could, like, if they keep forcing Ottawa to kick field goals, boom. Easy. And they can, like, they're going to be good at disrupting. It's a fade of Ottawa, I'm just going
to
say.
No, and that's a very relevant fade, to be honest with you. And the Elks are the cheapest defense out there, and they've done enough to keep the Red Blacks in check last week. They only scored 12 points against them, sacked Evans twice. Well, Evans and Arbuckle. But yeah, I mean, it was not anything to write home about for Ottawa. And this week they travel on the road to Edmonton. So Edmonton gets to be home and the Elks defense gets to be home. And we'll see how much of a difference that makes in the play, in the overall play of it. So, yeah, I mean, look, begrudgingly, I'll give you the fact that this is probably the Elks week. But I'm moving in a different direction, and I'm going to go ahead and take the Saskatchewan Rough Riders because, look, Michael O'Connor does not scare me all that much. And this Rough Riders defense is certainly capable of getting and giving any quarterback, let alone a rookie Canadian quarterback or just a non-starter Canadian quarterback, fits, absolute fits. Picked off Rourke last week twice, picked off Cornelius once the week before. So these guys, they've been steady putting up good fantasy production all season long. You look back through their game log, 22 points against Hamilton, 12 points against the Elks, 23 points against Montreal, a good double-digit day, 10 points against Ottawa, 16 against Toronto, 16 against Edmonton. Like, the Riders are not a joke. Their defense is fantastic, and they've got a lot of great players back there. Nick Marshall, notwithstanding, like, all those guys can pick off passes. And if you're telling me O'Connor's back there starting a game instead of Rourke, they're going to be hungry. Marshall is probably salivating right now just thinking about how many interceptions he's going to get against O'Connor.
They're going to be wanting it.
They're going to be wanting it, and they're going to get there. I have a feeling they're going to get there. So give me the Rough Riders. They're only 4,000, so they're actually the third cheapest on the slate. So that still unlocks a whole hell of a lot of opportunities for you.
I like that move. I am going to roll the dice with BC and still think their offense is going to be pretty good. Obviously not nearly as good without Nathan Rourke, but I'm still rolling those dice.
And it's crazy to think, too, because just one guy can make a gigantic difference. And that, you know, Nathan Rourke, all those players are fantastic. Lucky Whitehead, obviously, Javon Katoy, like all of their receivers are Brian Burnham. They're all great. But unfortunately, they had the best quarterback in the league throwing them passes, and now they don't have that anymore. So obviously, they take a gigantic hit, and I think so does that offense altogether. And it may come down to Butler getting a bunch more touches to resurrect this offense. So we'll see.
We will see, Rod.
All right, let's step away for our third down break. And then when we come back, we'll give you our DFS lineups all flushed out, and at least one of them. I know Jim always builds three or four. In fact, during the break, he's going to build at least 10 more. So we'll be anxious to see which one he gives us when we come
You're
back.
Darn right. I am tinkering away.
I love it. All right, well, we'll step away and talk to you about Trade Coffee because I am a gigantic coffee drinker. I can't start my day without at least two cups of nice steaming coffee just to get me going. That's before I do anything. Like, gotta have those couple of cups of coffee. What coffee do I turn to when I do that? It's Trade Coffee. We love Trade Coffee, not just because it's our sponsor, but because it's our lifeline. Trade Coffee gives us the coffee that we love, gives me the coffee that I love. It paired a coffee just for me. Asked me a few questions, told me which coffee to get. You get it. Plus, I got it as often as I wanted, which is every week. I would like it every 15 minutes, but obviously that's a little difficult. And I know Trade Coffee probably doesn't want to keep giving me coffee every 15 minutes. No one should be giving me coffee every 15 minutes. There's 450 different kinds of coffee. So if you don't think that there is one out there for you, you are sorely mistaken because you will find the perfect coffee for you. And if you don't, if you get a coffee, if you answer the questions a little bit off, if maybe you didn't understand a question and they give you a coffee that doesn't fit you, they got a first match guarantee. They are going to get an expert to talk to you, to figure out where they went wrong, where you went wrong, where the whole process went wrong. Once they figure it out, once they get you rematched with another cup of coffee, they are going to send you a bag for free. It's no risk. Just try it. Trade also sends you the freshly roasted coffee beans, or they send you the grounds, whichever way you like it. It's so customizable. Can't even specify or stress how awesome that is. They've delivered over 5 million bags of fresh coffee with more than 750,000 positive reviews. Right now, Trade's offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. It's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. So get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP. Let Trade find you a coffee you are going to love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. Once upon a time, tried to learn how to speak Spanish when I was young, didn't stick. Tried to learn in high school, didn't stick. Tried to learn in college, didn't stick. I'm over 40 years old now, still don't know how to speak the language. I'm going to change that. You know how I'm going to do it? I'm going to turn to Babbel. Babbel has 15-minute lessons and they make it perfect. It's a perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other learning apps, they use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts, real live people. And the teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. And with Babbel, you can choose 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Italian, maybe Klingon. I don't know. You have to look. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and your accent. So if you were learning how to pronounce French names in French Canada, that's the way to do it. So many ways to learn, and with Babbel, you can do access podcasts, games, videos, stories, even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. So start learning your new language and start the journey today with Babbel. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SGP. That's babbel.com/SGP for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. It's almost the start of the NFL season. And I love this time of year. And if you're into sports betting or fantasy, you need a competitive edge to win. That's why I highly recommend the Elias Game App, or Game Plan App. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB. Elias Game Plan is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports stats, the Elias Sports Bureau. It is the official statisticians of the U.S. pro sports leagues, including the NFL. App lets you access teams and player stats, head-to-head team comparisons, and Elias insights from the Elias Sports Bureau research team. I used to always say, I bet on instinct, I play on instinct, I draft on instinct, didn't need numbers. Well, I was wrong. The Elias Stats app showed me exactly why, because now I can back all of my plays with hard numbers, not just my intuition. So take my advice. Download the Elias Game App Plan, the Game Plan app today. Got new features available all the time. Take your game to the next level. NFL season's right around the corner, so don't wait. Find Elias Game Plan app in the App Store or Play Store today. CFL Jim was hard at work over the break building you 15 different lineups that he can give out to you. And we are going to start giving you our favorite lineups of the day. Jim, what's the favorite one that you got going on?
Okay, so I have 5 in total. I wanted to do one for each sort of quarterback I like. I will say my longest shot is probably my Mason Fine lineup. I'm really hoping he ends up getting the start. That'd be a really good move for me. My favorite lineup is probably this Taylor Cornelius lineup I made. I listened to your advice and did a little tweaking. I have Oliveira as my running back. So here it is. Taylor Cornelius, Oliveira, Tim White, Dalton Schoen, I'm sprinkling in. He's coming back. Malik Henry, putting him in there. Cam Phillips, and then I have the BC Lions defense going up against this paper towel offensive line for the Riders.
That's a great, great lineup. And you know that defense is going to have to step up too. That BC Lions defense is going to have to step up if they want to keep this game close. So that's fantastic. I love that lineup. That's a sexy space.
I'm happy with it.
Yeah, that's great. Especially the Tim White and Dalton Schoen 1-2. That's a great 1-2 punch right there.
Only thing it's missing, in my opinion, is a stack, but I'm okay if I'm taking Cornelius out of budget. I'll skip the stack for this one.
That's a good one. All right, I will go ahead and lay mine out. I got Nick Arbuckle, like I had said. I do have Brady Oliveira as well. I'm following that up with Jalen Acklin, like I said. Like you, I saw a lot of value in Tim White at 8,800 this week. I love what he can do against the Argos, and I think that this is going to have to be, whether it's Schiltz, whether it's Evans, it's just going to have to be a Tim White game if they want to win this one, which they desperately need to do if they want to stay within that East race. Then I've got Darrell Walker. And look, I know we talked about not necessarily taking any of the BC offense, but you look at Javon Katoy, And a lot of his targets have been within about 11 yards of the line of scrimmage. He's a short yardage guy. His average depth of target is about 11 and a half yards. So that's what whatever quarterback, O'Connor's going to end up needing to do is keep that short, especially with the Riders defense pinning their ears back and coming after him. So Katoy's not the deep threat that all of the other receivers basically are. He's fully capable, but he's been used and utilized as a guy who's about a 7 yard, you know, catch and run type of a guy. So I think he's going to at least get a couple more targets and turn those into a couple more catches. He's only $6,700. So out of all the BC Lions receivers, I think I like Katoy the best because of the possibility of him catching a lot of short passes. And then, of course, I've got the Riders defense because, you know, O'Connor.
I like it. I like that move. I'm going to tell you the counter. I will tell you my BC lineup. So I have this lineup right here. O'Connor. I think we both hope Oliveira has a good week. I have Oliveira as my running back in every lineup. So it's O'Connor, Oliveira. I have Rhymes. I'm taking the shot on Rhymes, the receiver to go off. I have Cam Phillips again, and I have Malik Henry. I had to spend down a little bit. I went with Nate Bahar as the Red Blacks receiver. I think you could go with any Red Blacks receiver, and I think their numbers will be at least boosted up a little bit. So I'm hoping he can get around, like, I hope he gets boosted to like 11 to 13 points for me. That's all I really need out of him if I can get the other guys to go off in this lineup.
Well, okay, so the Bahar thing, I like where your head's at, because I was looking at Bahar as well, only $5,200. Against Toronto, he had 13.5 points. Against Calgary, he had 14.8 points, which means he was on pace to actually have he was starting to get used. And 7 catches, 78 yards against Calgary, 4 for 35 and a touchdown against Toronto. Nate Bahar has been good. The talent's never been in question. He's a Canadian kid, like, loves mm-hmm. playing in Canada, loves playing in Ottawa. He probably could have gone somewhere else, but he stayed in Ottawa to play this season. So I love that. It just happened that last week, nothing was working. You know, he had one catch for 18 yards, and
the whole offense, like, shut down last week. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that's an outlier. Mm-hmm.
So I think he's back to that double-digit days. I like that play. I think you're right in that mentality, in that he's going to get back into double digits this week because they have to. Like I said, they got to. They have to throw the ball around. They don't have William Powell to run the ball, so they're going to have to throw this ball. Use the short pass game as an extension of the run game as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. I love what we've done here, folks. I've loved the lineups that we built. I think we got really good lineups going on. I know we're fading a lot of BC. It feels like we're fading a lot of the Saskatchewan offense.
You're fading a lot of BC. I have I think every lineup except my No, okay. So I have like 3 lineups that have a BC player on them.
Okay, fine. I'm fading a lot of BC, which is unheard of in the last few weeks.
I also took them minus the points. I'm on BC here.
You love you some BC. Well, we'll definitely see how this plays out. Again, Thursday Night Football is when it kicks off. 5:30 p.m. Pacific time as Calgary takes on Winnipeg in a battle of the West. Calgary needs this game if they want to stay relevant and really keep up with BC, who may end up backsliding, unless you're Jim. You think you're going to go all the way still. But Jim,
starting off the week with a banger. God, I love it.
I know. And then kind of ending with maybe a whimper. I don't know. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be complete chaotic fun. That's what I'm going with.
I love it. All right, Jim, why don't you let everybody know they can find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter at XFL Jim. You can find me on YouTube, XFL Jim. I got a lot going on. It's a busy time of the year. There's a lot. I will be posting many a video because with the introduction of like football, like college and NFL, my hashtag Garage Certified series is coming back. It always comes back for the college football, just 5 games a week. I pick my favorite teams. Be ready.
That Garage Certified, look, that is must see TV, folks. If you are not checking it out now,
it's only like a minute too. It's like a minute and a half video. Just easy watching.
You can literally watch it as you're walking to and from wherever you're going, from the kitchen to the living room. That's about how it takes. That's all it takes to watch the Garage Certified content. Love it, Jim. All right, follow me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. Of course, download the SGPN app. Keep in touch with everything we do. Find all of my stuff on the Sports Gambling Website podcast and Sportsbook Review, where I have CFL breakdowns every single week. Ladies and gentlemen, Thursday Night Football. Hopefully you build a good winning lineup. Woo! We'll see you guys next week for the betting episode for week 13 already in the Canadian Football League. Until then, everybody, enjoy your three downs, win some money, and let it ride.